Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, Tal Binder. Tal, you are the founder and CEO of Gelt. You're found on the web at joingelt.com. I'm really interested in this topic. Tal, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
One thing I neglected to tell you in our pre-interview conversation, I'm going to surprise you now. I want to know, Tal, you live down the road from me in Tampa, and I know you like me, you're kind of a big fan of living here. There's a lot of great things to do, of course, generally pretty good people around. But what are you currently doing for fun? I know your wife is it is very, very talented in her work. But what do you guys do for fun currently?
Oh, for fun. I mostly work, but when we go, actually I go to Orlando from once every couple of months, we're going to Epcot or to Universal Studios. And that's one of the biggest perks because we have nothing like that in Israel. And
yes.
So we just drive up to Orlando and we spend a day once every couple of months. And that's basically my fun. The rest of the time, I'm having fun building the company.
Yeah, well, look, I that was one of the main reasons we moved down here. I mean, we wanted a lot of fun things to do locally, and sure enough, it's great. So of all of the theme parks, is Epcot your favorite?
I would say that I like the roller coasters. I think that I like the thrill. You know, so Universal Studios for me, that's the one that I really like. My wife, she loves to go around and eat the food and all the festivals at Epcot. So usually we go with what she likes because, you know, happy wife, happy life. But sometimes we're going also to Universal when once every 6 months or once a year or so.
I'll tell you, like there is nothing. My happy place in Central Florida is in the late fall after summer. You know, we get into maybe October sometimes, but definitely in November. And, you know, especially when we start getting into December and hoodie weather. But man, late, you know, food festival,
exactly.
Food and wine at Epcot, strolling around with the person you love. Like that is my happy place. I just truly, truly love it. You haven't been to Halloween Horror Nights, have you?
Not yet, but I'm excited to try it, actually.
Yeah, it's at Universal Studios. It's my favorite theme park event, and I've been going every single year for the past, you know, I'd say 12, 13, 14 years, somewhere. I think 14 years, yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun. Anyway, hey, let's talk about Tal. Let's talk about Gelt. Gelt, what do you do?
Sounds great. So Gelt is basically a tech-driven tax firm. One side of the company, we have CPAs and tax professionals. The other side of the company, we have engineers, product managers, designers building our tax technologies. And we provide tax services to high-net-worth individuals and businesses. When I say tax services, it's split into three categories. Category number one is tax compliance, basically making sure that we keep you out of jail. Category number two is tax
Thank
planning.
Thank you for that, by the way. I'm not suited for jail myself.
Exactly. Me neither. I'm a client of my own company, which I know that it sounds funny. I'm a paying client of Gelt. I have category number two is tax planning, which is about answering the question, how much taxes will you pay this year, next year? It's about paying estimations, the projections, etc. And lastly, number three, it's a tax strategy. Tax strategy is answering the questions, how can you minimize your tax liability to the minimum allowed by law? Whether it's from entity structuring to the actual expense optimization, retirement, etc. How can you push down your liability? But that's basically what we do. we exist for about like three years by now, serving clients, and it's going really well. We saved millions of dollars to our clients, so it's been a privilege. And I really love the tax system in America. I think that Americans don't appreciate enough how good the tax system here is, actually.
All right, well, let's keep it good.
Yeah.
So Tal, obviously I have questions. We've had a tax preparation service, accounting, bookkeeping, that sort of thing. What can Gelt replace?
So that's a personal belief, by the way. You cannot be the best at everything that you do. Bookkeeping, it's its own specialty. CFO and controller services, like the finance management, it's its own specialty. Taxes are a specialty, basically. And that's what we're focusing on. So we are trying to do one thing, and we're trying to be the best at the one thing that we do. We replace the CPA that is doing your taxes, basically, from filing the taxes, preparation, estimations, to optimization. That's basically what we replace. And we don't believe in actually eliminating the need. We have the engineers, and we have quite a lot of AI in the system, but we don't believe in like in eliminating the tax professionals. So each one of our clients, we assign a senior tax manager to them to make sure that they have a human one point of contact.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everything in the back office,
yes.
Everything that is happening in the back office, which does not interest our clients too much. They just want to feel secure that they are in good hands and the job to get done. That's something that we are automating it bit by bit using technology and AI.
Well, sorry about that. Well, this is amazing. I'm how tell me more about how it works, because this makes so much sense, because there's so much like, and I hopefully all of us are having conversations with AI, but I'm a big fan of professional service providers providing some human oversight, because this is a case where, yes, AI can likely do a lot of the heavy lifting. That said, we don't want to go to jail.
Exactly.
So
I'll pay
AI,
penalties.
of course, has the danger of hallucinating, and that is not going to be a defense in court.
There are actually tax courts that show that it's not defensible. If there is a mistake in software, it's still the taxpayer's responsibility to pay all the penalties following that mistake. But it's definitely okay. So it has a lot to unpack there. But the long story short, there are two ways that you can think about AI and professional services. Way number one, replace completely the tax professional or the professional person itself. Way number two is increase the productivity of the tax professional. So for example, if a task takes 20 minutes to a tax professional, it will take them 2 minutes using the right tools. We believe in the second approach. We want to maintain the relationship between our clients and their account manager, CPA, basically. But we want to make the tax professional 10 times more efficient, 10 times more accurate, and being able to serve more people without damaging the quality of service. So there is a very, very gentle balance to maintain there that we are constantly working on. But it's going really well. We are tripling every year. We are doubling and tripling every year. The company right now, it's about like 40 people, and we keep growing. So it's going overall quite well.
Yeah, so obviously this represents a lot of potential cost savings. Do you mind maybe just kind of going through the metrics in kind of the financials in a best case scenario? I think there are a lot of us that are paying a lot of money, and sometimes it feels like a little bit too much money. I think in my case, I have some frustrations with the tax system is it just requires so much details. It's complicated, and it's complicated for good reasons, and it's complicated for other reasons as well. But the bottom line is it generally involves a lot of currently human work, and that just feels wholly unnecessary. Someone who's completing a very simple tax return personally can just do it online. Right. And so what I'm curious about is, let's take a look at some of the, kind of the free online or the low cost online personal tax prep services. And in what ways, Tal, is this similar? In what ways is this different?
Yes, of course. And I think just that we'll both share a love-hate relationship to the tax system in America. Oh, at least I have a love-hate relationship with taxes in general, because I love the profession on one side. On the other side, nobody wants to pay taxes, but it's part of, like, of life. If you're looking at the tax market as a whole, in my eyes, you can split it into three. You have the low-end solutions. You can find there companies like H&R Block and TurboTax and similar, that you can do kind of like self-serve or assisted tax service, that it's mostly a will help you to file the taxes. Then you have the mom and pop shop, the small kind of local firms that are very small, usually one owner and maybe like one staff, or it's just the owner, that they are kind of like, if you're looking to outsource, if your tax situation is a bit more complicated, or you just want to completely outsource and not think about that, usually you're going to those people. It can go from like very simple taxes to medium complexity taxes. If you have a small business, you would go to those as well. And then you have the big firms, the more complicated one. You can see the national firms there from the big four, who are the kind of like Ernst and Young, Deloitte, etc., to the top 100 firms like Mercum and CBIZ, etc., like those kind of like firms as well. We are competing at the higher end of the mid tier and the upper tier. So usually people are coming to us when they have a business, they have a decent amount of profits from the business. They are too complicated for the mom and pop shops. They're not going to work with the kind of like the tax of their TurboTax. They're too complicated for that. They need an actual service, ongoing service and accessibility. And they're looking to elevate their tax situation. They're looking for accuracy, and they're looking for optimization and ongoing support. That's usually when they will come to us. And we are competing with the bigger firms, or the high end of the boutique mid-sized firms as well.
Sure. So I'll point out that as of when we're recording this, and again, get in early, get really good pricing. But right now, just in terms of like, so we have some reference for pricing. It starts anywhere from $1,500 a year for individuals. Businesses start at $2,500 a year for kind of essentials, compliance and estimates. Does that include, and maybe you said this and I missed this. So for the actual, obviously there's, all of the decisions we make throughout the year, which are an important part of taxes. But then there's the actual preparing the, to file your returns. Is that included in some way?
Yes. So when you hear tax compliance, it means preparation and filing. So when you hear compliance, it means the preparation and filing. So what you're getting for the base amount is the preparation filing plus basically the quarterly estimates. A lot of the times, if you're a business owner, you need to pay quarterly estimates or don't pay. There are strategies about management of those quarterly estimates, but that's another conversation. So that's the package that you're seeing on the website. We have one-time package or retainers for strategy, that those are usually, depending on the situation, it's so personal. The more complete, we have clients that pay us mid five figures a year because they are so complicated. We have the simpler clients. I would say that most of our clients are paying us around like between $5,000 to $10,000 a year, like overall for their compliance and planning, let's say.
Okay, so tell me about the company itself. How are you growing and expanding?
So right now, all of our leads are inbound. We have a very talented growth team that's split into two. We have the marketing; their responsibility is to generate the leads, and we have the sales team that they're there to make sure that the leads that are coming here in are number one qualified, and number two, it's a good match. We want it to be a win-win. We want them to be happy with their services, and we want us to be happy with like the what we are getting. So that's from the structure of the team. I know that right now, like everything is inbound, and it's really split between sponsorship of like certain media channels, whether it's podcasts or newsletters, etc., as well as referrals. Like clients love working with us. They want to, they're going on the golf course. They talk to their friends about taxes, and if one client is saying, I love my tax guy, I love this company, they saved me $100,000. That's it. Like they're referring their friends, and that's usually how we grow right now. But that's generally the way that currently the growth is being fueled.
Nice, nice. All right. So, how can someone check this out and like know if this might be a fit for them? They could potentially save a lot of their accounting fees that they're paying out. They could get obviously identify additional tax services or additional tax savings, which, if you're limited on a human knowing everything, you might miss out on something that you would qualify for. Whereas if you can just do a really thorough deep dive with AI, AI is just going to have access to lots of other data points that might be relevant for making some of these strategic tax decisions. But where does somebody go from here after they've heard this conversation?
And they can just go to our website, joingelt.com, JoinGelt.com, and schedule a call with our account executive. He's the best person to learn about you, show more information about us. We will also, like usually, if we think that there is an opportunity for optimization, we would raise a flag. If we don't think that there are that much opportunities, we'll tell you, hey, you don't need this service. So we are very honest about what you need and what you don't need. We're not trying to push you something that you don't need, obviously. And I think that from the optimization side, like we definitely have a lot of success saving a lot of people money. It's important to know that it's not just about like the AI. It's the combination of technology and a person. So we don't fully rely on the AI to deliver all the services. AI can save us time and can raise flags, but at the end of the day, we have like senior tax managers in the company reviewing the information and making sure that nothing is being missed from that perspective. A lot of the time, you also have like kind of like it's not a clear cut. You have a decision and there are trade-offs. Taxes are all about trade-offs, by the way. But yeah.
I just saw this, Tal. Do you partner with accountants or accounting firms?
Usually so it depends. We are replacing the tax portion of accounting firms, but if there are accounting firms out there that are providing CFO services or bookkeeping services and are
Oh my
looking
gosh.
to a partner for like the tax side, because we are specialists. We do one thing and we try to do it the best in the world. So if they're looking for a counterpart or somebody to work with, like we are happy to partner with other
Oh
accounting firms
boy.
as well.
Oh boy, we need to talk. All right. Tal Binder, founder, CEO of Gelt, the website, joingelt.com. Tal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. Have a good one.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.